Today's scripture text comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, and especially verse 15. But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence, and keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. Notice in verse 15, Christians are admonished to always have an answer ready for everyone who asks about our faith, and specifically our hope. Indeed, it is a privilege and certainly a positive indicator when people do ask us. It is our duty, then, to have a pre-selected scripture ready to share. I've chosen and am ready to share at this moment John 12, 47 and 48. These are Jesus' words, and he is crying out in the temple. And he says, "If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." Verse 48, "He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who will judge him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day." Now you'll notice that these two verses are like the two sides of a coin. Verse 47 speaks of Jesus our Lord as Savior, and most certainly he is the Savior of the world. In verse 48, he speaks of judgment and even condemnation on the last day. Now, in Bible study, sharing with people, if at all possible, I like to have the other person read the scriptures. In this way, they don't feel that I'm pulling any punches. And if they've got their own scripture version, it certainly works well. And so, the New Testament scriptures are what will judge us. Now, if you have a scripture in hand, please take your left hand and put it into Matthew 1:1. And take your right hand and turn to Revelation 22:21. You now have the entire judgment between your hands. You'll notice how gracious our Lord is. He gives us a pass-fail test. The test is given open book. We have the rest of our lives to get it right. Not only is he gracious in our test of life, but he earnestly desires that everybody pass. Everybody get it right. 2 Peter 3:9 states that the Lord wills that none should perish, but all come to repentance. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 4 includes the statement, "God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." Now you know the judgment. There will be no surprises on that great day for any one of us who applies himself to the Word. God is not a respecter of persons. That means he is totally impartial. It doesn't matter how good-looking you are, or how likable you are, or how many friends you have, or how witty or intelligent you are. What matters is knowing and doing what Jesus says in his new covenant.